Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think that, well, y'all say you can't do this, you can't do this, and you can't do certain things. You don't matter how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. And to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Just a little delayed with the music right there, but forgive us, we are coming to you live, uncut. We're so glad that you could join us tonight. We're just blessed to be in your presence again. And we want to thank our listening audience. We had over 1,000 listens for the last program. And we're just so blessed by your presence. We want to thank the Lord for the love gifts that has come in. And it's truly a blessing to help people to sow into the ministry. And when you out there doing God's work, to help people to just sow a seed. And the reason I say that, because so many times people think that, well, they just start a church because they just want money. Well, let me tell you this. My husband and I, we work full-time jobs. And what we do is because God has put a mandate on our lives to teach the word of God. But we are just like the disciples. We work by day and we preach the word so that people can be edified and set free. We don't drive Rolls Royces. Matter of fact, my car is over 12 years old. So We just common people, just like you, just like in the Bible. We're first century church. This is how we have our church set up. First century. It's not a lot of glamour, glitz. We meet. We teach the word. We worship God in spirit and truth. And we fellowship. And that's what it should be about. It shouldn't be about one big person on the totem pole and everybody pay homage to them. So speaking of it, before we start in our program tonight, we're going to be talking about Baal-Gad or Baal-Gad, whichever way you want to pronounce it. Baal, B-A-A-L, God, G-A-W-D, that's how it's pronounced in the Strong's Concordance, but we say God, G-O-D. So, Father God, right now we just want to open up this program. We ask that you put your presence in this program, word our mouth. Lord, just be with us. Send us your Holy Spirit that we will teach what you tell us to speak, only what you tell us to speak, Lord God, not with condemnation. But, Lord God, let us uplift, let us reprove, and let us edify your body. Lord God, this is what you called us to do. If there is anyone listening that is bound up, oppressed, depressed, possessed by the enemy, we take authority over that foul spirit right now, and we command you in the name of Jesus Christ to loose them and let them go. Lord God, we thank you that you have given us this platform to teach your word unadulterated in this end time. And Lord God, we thank you that you look down upon us and you chose us to do your work. And Lord, we will forever give you the honor, the glory, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to say to our listening audience, if you are in the Canton, Georgia area, that is north of Atlanta, feel free to join us with worship and praise and just teaching God's word. Like I said, it's not a lot of form and fashion. Just a group of people who love Jesus get together, teach his word, and edify each other. So we're located 9050 Bells Ferry Road. That's Canton, Georgia. The zip is 30114. Services start at 11 a.m. And I would like to say fellowship start at 11 a.m. We don't say when we end because we usually allow God to go as he chooses. Amen? Amen. So with that, like I said, any love, gift, offerings, we appreciate whatever you give. We are teaching tonight on Baal-Gad, G-A-D, or God, whichever one you want to pronounce it. But I want to give you just a little background on what Baal-Gad means. Baal-Gad means fortune, god of fortune. And we know that it was a pagan god, and this is what they would use. This is the god that they prayed to. Can you hear me okay? Bob, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay.
I can hear you
Baal God means god of fortune. So let's look at the word fortune and what it means. I looked in the English dictionary, fortune means an amount of wealth or material prosperity, especially when unqualified, a great amount, small fortune, a large sum of money, a power or force, often personalized, regarded as being responsible for human affairs, chance, luck, when favorable, a person's lot or destiny, to endow with great wealth, to happen by chance. And I wanted to bring that out. The synonyms is fate, destiny, providence, karma, lady luck. So I wanted to bring those words out of what fortune is so Christians won't be naive when they say someone is blessed. Usually, I don't really think what they know what they're talking about. So let me read what blessed is. Blessed means holy, sacred, blissful, beautiful, bringing comfort or joy. So we need to define some, and you hear this is a saying now, even the world say, oh, be blessed. But if you're not worshiping God and you're not honoring God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, that's why I define, because Baal had many gods. when you define the true and living God, you can't tell a sinner that don't know God to be blessed. That's impossible. So we have catchphrases. So let's go on. Fortune, like I said, is a position in life as determined by wealth to make one's fortune, wealth or riches. To lose a small fortune in bad investments, you know about that. Great wealth, ample stock of money, property, and the like to be worth a fortune. Chance, luck. They each had the bad fortune to, you know, and then it go on and on. But the one I wanted to center in on, let's zoom in on luck, because, you know, this is a catchphrase. You go, you play lottery, people say good luck, you go for a job, good luck. We just use this phrase, and we don't even know where luck originated off. Okay, so in Baal worship, we know that we talk about Molech, and Molech was another god, but let me just tell you some of the significance of it. They dealt in a lot of infant sacrifice, was a significant part of the cult of Baal, a Phoenician or Canaanite fertility god. Remember last week we talked on sex, and they used a lot of sex, perversion, on the altar of worship of Baal. Infant children were sacrificed to Baal as first fruit offerings and performance of vows and to secure prosperity. Hence, Hiel's sacrifice of two of his children to secure the security and prosperity of his newly rebuilt city of Jericho. This evil practice continually reappeared in Israel history, such as under King Ahab above. The prophet Jeremiah cites this practice as an example of why God would hurt, he says, would hurl his covenant people out of their land into captivity among foreign nations. Baal was a god of prosperity because he controlled the weather, which is crucial in agriculture economy. His statues show him with a lightning bolt as his spear. In the days of Ahab, Elijah therefore challenged Baal priests at the point of their god's claim to supremacy, especially on Mount Carmel, which was then known as Baal Rosh, the head of Baal. Some of Baal's official titles were Lord of the Heavens, Prince, Lord of the Earth, He who rides on the clouds, Lord of the Rain and Dew, King of the Gods, and other ludicrous fabrications by its priests. The religion of Baal is best attested archaeologically at ancient Ugarit in Syria and at ancient Carthage, the colony of Phoenicia in North Africa. They found the burnt bones of infants sacrificed to Baal were buried in the urns under stone markers. Many thousands of these have been discovered in ruins of ancient Carthage and in outlying towns. It is estimated that ancient Carthage, the ritual killing of infant children and sacrifice to Baal, averaged about 2.5 children per day. These practices and religion, which Jezebel had imported and set up as official state religion of Israel, were the reason for Elijah's execution of all the priests of Baal and his consorts. And later over the kingdom of Judah also, God speaks his judgment through Jeremiah in this regard. I hear a lot of static. What is that? It says, they have built the high places of Topheth in the valley of Hinnom to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, something I did not command, nor did it enter my mind. So beware, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when people will no longer call it Topheth or the Valley of Ben-Hinnom, but the Valley of Slaughter, for they will bury the dead in Topheth until there is no more room, Jeremiah 7:31-32. You say, well, what has children got to do with me? But remember, They were sacrificing their children to get the prosperity to that Baal god, Baal Gad. They would sacrifice their infant children to bring them wealth. And it's similar, we're going to be talking on Molech, but it's similar to today because people are sacrificing their babies in the name of pleasure. And when I say that, I'm talking about abortion. Now, where they were killing children 2.5 a day, we are aborting thousands of babies a day under the name of self-pleasure because we have no regard for human life. And I'm not saying everybody. And those that have aborted, you can repent and ask God to forgive you. But it's not right. We have murder throughout the land. We have demons just taking over the minds of people. They're running rampant. They're killing people, innocent people, going in temples, shooting up people. I don't care what your denominational background is. There is no one should have the right to come in your church and gun you down because that person who did that is operating under one of these false gods. He's not operating under the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. He's offering himself as Baal worship. When they do these heinous crimes, it's under Baal worship. It is not the God that we serve, the true and living God. Now let's look at some of these different gods of wealth. Okay, gods and goddesses of wealth have been worshipped in our world for centuries. There are several gods and goddesses of wealth from many different cultures and backgrounds. Their pictures and sculptures grace our houses and walls for protection against poverty and loss of a job. The Indian culture, a very powerful and enduring Hindu goddess named Lakshmi, now I might be pronouncing it wrong, but I'll spell it. You can write it down and figure it out on your own. It's L-A-K-S-H-M-I. Lakshmi was the wealth of the land. Her presence represents wealth, prosperity, light, wisdom, fortune, generosity, and courage. She also brings good luck. Remember that word? Wealth, prosperity, light, wisdom, fortune, generosity, and courage. She also brings good luck. It evokes material and spiritual wealth beyond your wildest dreams. In Hinduism and Buddhism, mantras are recited to reconnect with gods and goddesses. Mantras are ancient and very powerful. Mantras are words and sound repeated to aid concentration and meditation. And they even do it in the church. They'll have you to repeat something over and over and over and over. But they'll say, well, really what you're doing is these are mantras. You don't have to do that to God Almighty. Just ask him. You don't have to have a format and I'm going to say this 100 times to get my wealth. That's not even scripture. There are 108 main energy lines. This is talking about this goddess of wealth in Hindu culture. 108 main energy lines that radiate from the heart chakra. The sun is 108 times the diameter of the earth. You see how this is? And the number 8, remember the 8 ball? The number 8 within itself represents infinity and wealth and abundance. There are 2 powerful mantras that should be repeated 108 times to bring an abundance of wealth into your life. Now, do you think God is pleased with that? God do not want us to worship no other God but him. Gods and goddesses of wealth represent many cultures. Now, this is the Celtic god, C-E-L-T-I-C, gods and goddesses. It's Tutatis, god of money and fertility. Then you have another god, god of wealth. Narsi, gods and goddesses. Odin, god of wisdom and wealth. Tara, goddess of wealth and prosperity. Horus, god of success. This is Egyptian. Renemit, goddess of wealth. East African gods and goddesses. Wamala, god of wealth and prosperity. West African gods and goddesses. Ashako, god of wealth and prosperity. Aji, goddess of wealth and prosperity in earth. You see what I'm saying? Nubian gods and goddesses. You got Deadwin, god of wealth and prosperity. You see what, and Chinese gods and goddesses, Seixin, god of wealth. Then we go over here to the Romans, gods and goddesses. You have Fortuna, goddess of luck, fortune, and fate. Abundantia, goddess of luck, abundance, and prosperity. She distributed food and money from a cornucopia. Copia, goddess of wealth and plenty. Sors, good god of luck. Pluto, god of wealth, was associated purely with the bounty of rich harvest, wealth of the land. Moneta, goddess of wealth, prosperity, and good counsel. Kibera, god of wealth and prosperity. This is Hindu. Shrine, god of wealth. Now notice, when I mentioned all these different gods, you didn't see nothing about God, god of Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Christian God. Because God don't want us using mantras. God do not want us getting statues. He don't want us praying to idol gods. That's why it wasn't listed on here. Because God said, you should have no other God before me. And we cannot fall into this idol worship. Now, let me read you this out of Exodus. It says, Exodus 21:15. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. This is the Lord speaking this. So these graven images, these statues, God is not pleased with it. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. God know how to bless his people. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And that's why I say we have to be very careful when we hear people, entertainers especially, they'll get on TV with the awards and things, and they'll say, well, I want to give honor to God. But what God? I just gave you a list of various gods. I gave you a list of gods of prosperity. So what God are they talking about? If they're not living a holy and righteous life, they're not talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There are many gods. And Christians need to stop being so naive to think just because somebody stand up there and say you believe in God, but you live in raggedy, your lifestyle, you all over the stage, you got your body, you perverted, you holding your crouch, women is naked and nude, worshiping Diana, but you saying, I want to give honor to God. Wake up. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. These are the commandments of God. For in the 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. For the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. No, I'm not saying we're Seventh-day evangelists. No, by no means. And like I said, we just worship God. That's what we do here at Kingdom of God Ministries. We worship God, and we want to worship God holy and true. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Now, you know, if we can follow these commandments that God said before, many times we'll be doing okay. But the thing is, we get off on the wrong path because we start looking at these other gods and we start looking at the world, and we leave the commandments of God and we start following a lie. King James Version, Isaiah 46, 6 and 10, it says, they lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance and hire a goldsmith and he maketh it a god. They fall down. Yeah, they worship. This is talking Isaiah. They bear him up the shoulder, they carry him and set him in his place, and he standeth from his place. Shall he not remove? Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble? Remember this, and show yourselves, men, bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Zechariah 13, 2 and 10. And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirits to pass out of the land, and I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Amen. We thank the Lord for the reading of his word. God is wanting us to turn, wanting his people to turn back to him, repent and turn back to him. If we have been caught up in a lot of idol worship, seeking after material prosperity, the way the world do it, repent of it. Because God knows what we need. God will give you what you need, but you do not have to run after the world. Let me tell you something. Anything that caused you to compromise your walk with Jesus Christ, God Almighty, you don't need it. Because God knows how to set up, and he knows what you need. He knows how to prosper his people. But if it's going to cause you to compromise, you better think that thing of it, because 9 times out of 10 is not the God of Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but it's one of these Baal gods. Amen. And with that, I'm going to conclude and turn this part over to the hands of Pastor Bobby. Amen.
Praise the Lord for Pastor Catherine Montgomery, and that she was bringing out on Baal God, God of fortune. And one of the reasons that we are dealing with this is because it's prevalent in the land. And what's sad about it is that it has crept into many of the various congregations in this land. It's almost to the point whereas you have many large congregations, they cannot preach a sermon without talking about some money or getting some money, or getting some houses and getting all this. Now, the thing about this, that as was mentioned earlier, in Baal God, they sacrificed their children. And they did many other things. In this Baal worship, it was not only sacrificing children for money, it was also prostitution that was involved in that. All type of evil was involved in Baal worship. Now, Baal God, this particular entity, was the one that brought them fortune, money, houses, land, cattle, things like that. Now, you say, well, that was then. Well, yes, that was then. But that same spirit is still alive and well now. Because we have a tendency to look at people who have wealth, and we say that they may be blessed. No, not necessarily, because you don't know how they got that wealth. We're talking about Baal God, the God of fortune. You don't know what these people are doing when you're not watching them. They might be doing some of the same sacrifices that people of old did. Look, we got children coming up missing every day. Every day a child is kidnapped, and you never find them. What do you think is going on? We really don't know. But somebody could be involved in some of the same things that we're talking about tonight. And then all of a sudden you hear of people getting astonishing wealth. All of a sudden. Now, sometimes people can just get money. They have some kind of invention. They have a good mind or something. And or they get left a dowry or inheritance or something like that. We're not talking about that. What we're talking about is people who worship the enemy, the devil, Satan, Baal, for fortune. And they make sacrifices to Satan for fortune and for money. Mantras. You heard about the mantras. You just keep saying something over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, and you're calling those demons of wealth to come and bring you money. And a lot of these different religions will have that incorporated in their belief. But they're not praying to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They're not praying to Yahweh. They're not praying to I am that I am, because God will supply your need. You don't have to do any of that, because he will supply your need. Every day he will do that. So you don't have to sacrifice your kids. You don't have to worship the devil to receive things from God. Now, I'm going to read some scriptures to you. Now, Minister Catherine Montgomery, she came to you out of the Old Testament in reference to Baal God. She read a lot of things in reference to the different gods and what they had to do to get their wealth. But I'm going to go to what the Lord our God said about it. I'd like to bring that out, because there's got to be a separation. We cannot receive and do things the way the world does things, and we cannot have that same mindset that the world has in reference to wealth, money, and fortune. Remember, fortune, that word fortune, came from the name of a Roman god, Fortuna, Fortunata. It's close to that word, fortune. Fortunata, Roman god, somewhere in around that saying. So you see, we got to be careful with that. Now I'm coming to Matthew 4, and starting at 7 and 8. Now Yeshua said to him, Jesus, again as it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord Jehovah your God. And the devil brought him to a very high mountain, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. The devil, Satan, showed our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, all the kingdoms of the world and their glory and their fortunes and their gold and their silver and their houses and all their wealth. And he said to him, all these things will I give to you if you will fall down to worship me. Okay. Then Yeshua said to him, depart, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord Jehovah your God, and him alone shall you serve. And the devil left him, and behold, angels approached, and they were serving him. Now, Satan was coming to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Yeshua, with the same spirit of Baal God, and he was offering Jesus Christ the wealth of the world, but Jesus had to worship Satan to get it. And what did the Lord tell him? Say, you shall worship the Lord Jehovah your God, and him alone shall you serve. And what did the devil do? The devil left him, and behold, angels approached, and they were serving him. Angels approached our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and were serving him. So why did I say that? Because we have to do the same thing with these false, foul spirits. We cannot fall into that type of mindset in reference to wealth, money, and fortune. We have to hold on to God. We cannot compromise, because when you compromise, when you worship, let me say another thing about worship. Worship is not just going to church. What worship is your everyday life. It's how you live your life. Jesus said, you shall worship the Lord Jehovah your God, and him alone shall you serve. You worship the Lord God. I am that I am. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh, that's who you worship. Why am I saying that? Because the devil wants your worship. He will give you anything to get your worship. But when he gets your worship, he destroys you. He'll give you money to destroy you. But you have to sacrifice something to Satan to get the money. The only thing God wants from us is a living sacrifice. Satan wants a dead sacrifice. Because he was a murderer and is a murderer, but he was a murderer from the beginning. That's what our Lord and Savior tell us in his word. That's what Yeshua tell us in his word. I am that I am tell us. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he's still a murderer. And that's why it takes so much blood sacrifice to appease these demonic spirits, because they are perverse and they try to pervert the things of God. Now I'm going to read something else. Now Matthew 6, we're talking about Baal God, God of fortune, but we're talking about now what our Lord is speaking in reference to money, in reference to fortune. Now this is what the Lord is saying here. He said, no man can work for two masters, Matthew 6:24. No man can work for two masters, for either he will hate one and will love the other, or he will honor one and the other he will ignore. You cannot work for God and for money. It's interesting that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Yeshua said, you cannot work for God and for money. In other words, you can't put all your time in money and then call yourself worshiping God. You're going to have to make a choice there. You're going to have to work for God, or you're going to have to work for money. Now, all of us have to sustain a living. So that means we're going to have to go out and get a job and things of that nature. Now, God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Yeshua, he knew that, but he wasn't talking about that. He was talking about being consumed and worshiping money and fortune, and doing anything to get the money or the fortune, neglecting God, neglecting family, neglecting everything and anything for your career or for your fortune or for your money. No, God said, no, that's not the way to go. Now look at this here. Matthew 6:25 reads, because of this I say to you, you shall not take pains for yourself with what you will eat or what you will drink, neither for your body, what you will put on. Behold, is not the soul greater than food, and the body than clothing? Behold, the birds of the sky, that they neither sow nor reap, neither do they gather into barns. And your Father who is in heaven sustains them. Behold, are you not better than they? But who of you, while taking pains, is able to add a foot and a half to his stature? And why are you taking pains about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow without laboring or weaving. But I say to you, not even Solomon in all his glory was clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field that is today and will fall into the oven tomorrow, does he not multiply more to you? O small of faith, therefore, do not be concerned, I say, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For the Gentiles are seeking all these things, but your Father who is in heaven knows that all these things are necessary for you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore you shall not be concerned about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be concerned for itself. A day's own trouble is sufficient for it. Now, the Lord God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Yeshua, had a totally different concept on wealth and fortune. He had a totally different concept on what Baal God was talking about. These false demons, demigods, little G gods, less power God. I say less power because they have less power than God and less power than Christ. But then again, they can give you things, but you have to appease them. You have to commit all kinds of sin, all kinds of debauchery, all kinds of lies, all kinds of sacrifices. You heard what we talked about in the beginning of the program, how the Canaanites would sacrifice their children, kill them, and put them in the walls of their homes so that they can have prosperity. Now, I don't know if they had prosperity or not. They may have, but they don't exist anymore. Those people don't exist anymore. And in a lot of nations that worship all these false gods, all these supposed to be gods of fortune, look at their nation. They're some of the poorest nations on the face of the earth. But yet and still, they're still following after Baal God, this god of fortune. But the nation, men of the nations, are suffering. Now, that should tell you something. So if we go that way, it won't be long before this nation suffers in poverty the same way, because Satan is a destroyer. He is a thief, and he is a liar. So anything he gives you, he's going to take something back from you. That's how Baal God operates. He's a liar, he's a thief, and he's not really interested in you prospering in any way, because he wants to destroy you, destroy your soul, and take you straight to hell. That's all he's about. So why you worship him? Why you fall for his tricks and his lies? Why you make sacrifices to him? Why do you want power from him? Why do you want money from him? Why do you want fortune from him? And he's going to kill you and destroy you. Better follow after Yahshua, Jesus Christ, I am that I am. Now, Luke 16 says this: whoever is faithful with little is faithful with much also. And whoever does evil with a little does evil with much. If therefore you are not faithful with the wealth of evil, who will commit you to the reality? And if you are not found faithful with what is not yours, who will give you what is yours? There is no servant who can serve, there it is again, two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will honor the one and he will neglect the other. You cannot serve God and money. The money got to be somewhere far down the line. God got to be the center of your attention. You have to love God. You have to worship God. You have to follow after God. And when you follow after God, so you don't even have to worry about those things, because God said that he was going to, it's going to just follow you. Now, that don't mean that every believer is going to be filthy rich, but it does mean that God will supply your every need. And he might cause you to be wealthy. Yeah, God's will is that some of his people be wealthy. Yes, it is. But it's not the way of Baal God. It's not following after the dictates and the reasonings of Satan for the money. You don't have to go out and steal. You don't have to go out and gamble. You don't have to make sacrifices. You don't have to do all kind of mantras. You don't have to do all this. You don't have to do that. Only thing you have to do is worship the Lord. Worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh, I am that I am. And the reason I'm speaking like that is because we have all these different gods out here, and some people get hung up on the names of God, Jehovah, Yahweh, God. You know who God is. You know who God is, and God knows who he is. Remember when Moses went to Egypt, Moses asked God, well, what should I say? What is your name? God said, I am that I am. You tell Pharaoh that. He told Pharaoh that. Pharaoh looked at him kind of funny. But at the end result, Pharaoh knew who God was. We know who God is. Then we got to know now, because there's so many false gods out there, so many liars out there. so many people trying to hoodwink and trick people for their money. They care more about your money than you do your soul, than they do your soul. And that was the attitude of Baal God, the devil. He didn't care nothing about their souls. He just wanted sacrifice to him. He just wanted them to worship him. And he was killing them and destroying them. Now, listen to this. Now, in Acts 16, now this is something else. We're talking about finance, really, but we're talking about it through God's aspect of it. And I'm going to stop for a moment. We have a guest call-in number, 323-375-0849. That's 323-375-0849. You can say 1-323-375-0849. We have 13 minutes left on the show. If you have something you'd like to say in reference to our program on tonight, Baal God, God of Fortune, you can please call in, and I will acknowledge you when you call. I will give the last four numbers of your phone number. It says, Acts 16, and it was that as we were going to the house of prayer, there met with us one girl who had a spirit of divination upon her, and she was making a great business for her masters in the divination that she had been practicing. She was coming after Paulus and after us, crying and saying, "These men are servants of the highest God, and they are evangelizing to you the way of life." And thus she was doing for many days, and Paulus was angered, and he said to that spirit, "I command you in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, to come out of her." And at that moment, it came out. Now, you see here, we're talking about Baal God. Now, this young lady here, I don't know if she was young, I know she was a woman, but she was bringing her masters a lot of money through this demon of divination. So she was making them a fortune. And she was also telling the truth. But she was telling the truth through demonic activity, through Baal God. It was under Baal God that she was doing these things. Now, Paul recognized it, so he cast that demon out of her. Now, the story, it goes on to say that after he cast this demon out of her, these people got mad because they lost their fortune. They weren't able to make any money anymore. They didn't care that the woman was demon-possessed. The only thing they thought about was their money. Well, that's how false gods are. And that's how false prophets are. And that's how anybody that is up under that spirit is. They do not care about you. The only thing they care about is what you're doing for them. Oh, you got to be careful with this now. Saints of the Most High God, you have to be careful about this. You don't want to invite foul spirits and demons into your household through money or through fortune. You don't need to go to soothsayers. You don't need to go to fortune tellers about some money. You don't need to have somebody prophesy over you about getting some money. You don't need to do that because you're opening yourself to who? Baal God. But when that happens, you're opening yourself up for all kind of other evils. Then you're wondering, well, why is this happening? Why is my marriage messing up? Why is my kids acting like this? Why has this come up on me? Why do I have to do this to get this? Because you're to open yourself up for these false spirits. Now, listen to this here. I'm going to read a little more, and then I'm going to be out your way. 1 Corinthians 10, and starting at the 14th verse. "Because of this, my beloved, flee from the service of idols." Flee from the service of idols, and that's what we're talking about. You have people worshiping idols for money, false gods. We talked about it earlier, false gods for money, mantras, rubbing little Buddha's head and all that kind of stuff. Got all kind of little idols and stuff to get money. See, those are devils. Those are demons. You need to leave that alone because, I'll say this, they can cause you to get stuff. They'll bring it to you. What does Satan tell our Lord and Savior? He said he'll give it to you. but he's going to give you some other things that you don't want. Now, let me read this here. 1 Corinthians 10 and 20, it says, but that which the pagans sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. But I do not want you to be partakers with demons. You cannot drink the cup of our Lord and of the cup of demons. And you cannot share in the table of our Lord and in the table of demons. Can't do it. You can't worship Baal God, the God of fortune, and then call yourself a Christian and worship the Lord too. Because in the worship of Baal God, you got to make certain sacrifices that is anti-Christ and anti-God. So you have to leave God to participate in this Baal God fortune. You can't do it. Now it says, Galatians 5, for the works of the flesh are known, which are, now everything I'm getting ready to read to you is part of Baal God and is involved in the God of fortune. Listen to this, which are Galatians 5:19. For the works of the flesh are known, which are fornication, impurity, whoredom, the worship of idols, witchcraft, hate, contention, rivalry, rage, insolence, dissensions, divisions, envy, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and all such things. Those who are committing these things, as I said to you from the first, I say now also that they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But listen to this. But the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, sweetness, goodness, faith, humility, endurance. The law is not set against these things, but those who are of the Messiah have crucified their flesh with all its weaknesses and its cravings. We shall live, therefore, in the Spirit and surrender to the Spirit, and let us not be devoid of honor, disparaging one another and envying one another. Now, 1 Thessalonians 1 and 9 reads this way, for they relate what an introduction we had to you and how you were turned to God from the worship of idols to serve the living and true God, while you await his Son from heaven, Yeshua, Jesus, him whom he raised from among the dead. He is the one who delivers us from the fury that is coming. Now, we're talking about Baal God, God of fortune, and we need to bring that out because so many believers is ignorant of the tactics of the enemy with this money. And you see it all over the television. As was said earlier, you have people singing, dancing, shaking their booty, singing all kind of horrifying mess, and they'll turn around and say that they worship God. They praise God. Thank God for this. What God? Which God? It's the God that we're talking about right now. It's Baal God. It's the false God of fortune. It's a demon bringing them their wealth. Now, I'm not saying that everybody is getting wealth through demonic activity, but when you are into this false worship, then that's what's happening. So that's why our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tells us not to be envious, not to be covetous of these of the wealth of this world, because it's going to pass away. God's will is that when we have fortune, it's without sorrow. It's no connection. It's no connection that to something that's going to destroy us. So we can trust God. We can trust God, and God will supply our need. Be patient. Be patient. God will do it for you. He will bless you. He will keep you. He will supply your every need. You don't have to stoop to tricks. You don't have to stoop to mantras. You don't have to run around and get into witchcraft. You don't have to do nothing to do anything to have just something pop just right up in your face. You don't need to deal with lottery. You don't need to do any of that. Only thing we need to do is worship the Lord. Only thing we need to do is repent. Only thing we need to do is accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in our heart and repent. And he'll meet your needs. He will meet your needs. He will take care of you. I'm a witness of that. He will take care of you. Jesus said, I was old, young, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, neither his seed begging for bread. Yeah, that's what David said. Now, I'm not saying that you won't go through some hard times, because life is life. Sometimes bad things happen. But when bad things happen to a believer, it's for his good. But when you get into this false fortune, you get into this false worship, you get into this ball god stuff, yeah, you get the money, but you're going to get a whole lot of other things that you don't want, and the end result is your destruction. Look at Hollywood. Look at the music industry. You have people that got millions of dollars, and they jump off bridges. They blow their brains out. They get involved in all kinds of drugs, wind up in mental institutions. Why do you think that is? Because of what they do when they're not singing and what they do when they're not in front of the cameras. Now, we only have 3 minutes left. I have already given the number out. So what we're getting ready to do now, we're going to close out. But what we want to say is, brothers and sisters of the Most High God, don't fall into this. Don't be tricked by this false prosperity, this false fortune. Keep your hand in the hand of the Lord, and he will take care of you. Do not lust after the things of this world. Do not covet the things of this world. Do not be envious of the money that the people in the world have, that the Gentiles have. Don't worry about that. Amen. So at this point in time, we're going to end the service and our program. We're going to end it. We're going to end it with a little song, Die to the Flesh. But we're going to end it. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask that you touch the minds and the hearts of everyone that's listening tonight. Lord God, we ask that you touch them, strengthen them, and bless them, Father God, according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Gotta die to the flesh, gotta live in the spirit, so these lyrics fall down, so your people can hear it. Gotta die to the flesh, gotta live in the spirit, so these lyrics fall down, so your people can hear it. Oh, 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 oh. Gotta die, gotta die.
So many times I felt like a failure. So many times I call on the Savior, who picked me up when my head is hanging low to the ground. When there's nobody else around, when I felt like giving up, you helped me put the weight down. On my shoulders, big boulders, they roll right off. On my knees, I seek the Father, help me bear my cross. To Calvary I walked, and now my flesh at the cross. Now that I'm found, I can't never ever be lost. I serve the boss, Jesus Christ anointed, paid the cost. For my sin, who burdens got to leave. Keep my head above the sea, fighting till I finish my race. I got my crown in heaven, no devil sits in my place. My name can't be erased in this book of life. I die to live, to be united with Christ. Spirit over the flesh, it's a constant test. Daily being tempted, so I stay in my best. Spiritual, I mean the word like a box of cereal. The anointing make them demons get straight fearful. Upon me is great as Jesus who lives in me. I got the power of the Trinity, I'm walking in the victory.
I'm walking in the victory.
Power of the Trinity, I'm walking in the victory.
I'm walking in the victory.
Gotta die to the flesh, gotta live in the spirit, so these lyrics fall down, so your people can hear it. Gotta die to the flesh, gotta live in the spirit, so these lyrics fall down, so your people can hear it. Oh, 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 oh.
Gotta die, gotta die,
so the people can hear it.
Battle is in our minds. Is it hard to find? In these end times, brothers is dying. Doing senseless crimes, marching with death, blindly the blind. Got they chasing nine in the street. Life is hell on earth. Look at the signs. Forgot about Christ. Now people crying. Living in the flesh, lovers of lust. Who can you trust with your life? Don't live for Jesus. Who you the Antichrist? It's spiritual, way more real and it's natural. You can't fake it living this life. Just like the Matrix, is it breathtaking spiritual? Whoa, am I from dope? I can't fake it. If you ready to ride, just let me know. I ain't playing no games, brother. Jesus pulled through my veins. Word of pain, serving you is a must. Ain't ashamed, through with the game. Stop playing Kane. What did I gain? 380 to my brain. Made a brother want to change. Got a second chance. Chosen to my father's thing. Preaching to the poor and fame. Taking the lane. Gotta remain. Spread the word to all nations. Keeping my patience. Can't be deceived by Satan. No debating. Facing special situations. Straight contemplating. Gotta keep my head up. Cause it's all in the making. Feel your Holy Spirit touch.